from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
Strong.
Gee whiz.
There you go. Wow. Well done.
Wowza.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au as we get you up to date.
Good on you, Toyota.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one, the AFL has launched an investigation into Hawthorn's handling of its review into historic claims of racism at the club. It's a story that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Mm.
Where is the end?
The punishment, I assume, into Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Do you think draft picks is too much?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's unfair.
Yeah, no, there's no... It can't affect your playing list.
Yeah.
Because you've had allegations made and handled a report badly. Who's suggesting that?
Oh, no, there are many suggestions of draft picks on the table. I'm hoping it's just
by
a
who?
Fine.
Caro? Is this Caro related?
I think when we had Purple on, he said that draft picks are still on the table.
Well, if he said it, that's different. Yeah. I like him.
Did he say it?
He said it in other platforms then. Maybe not with us.
Geez, I'd be surprised.
It seems too much.
Way too much. For a club that's already up to shit.
Mm.
How does that help them?
Yeah. Trying to rebuild.
My God, what a disaster. Coming in at number two, a Jetstar pilot's been stood down after border authorities allegedly detected traces of drugs on his luggage after a flight from Bali to Melbourne last week.
Yeah, that's no good.
Well, I mean, it's on his luggage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not in his luggage.
Yeah.
It's one thing.
Yeah.
Could have brushed up against a guy
that's
at a
true.
Party.
Anything.
Well, with his carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's an investigation going on.
Mm.
Yes.
Jeez, if... Mm. Drugs. Just say no.
Yes,
of course.
Exactly.
I mean, it's so simple to fix.
Yeah.
If everyone just said no, there'd be no drugs.
Mm.
And what a boring world it'd be.
Oh.
Coming in at number three, Phillip Island has officially opened a big battery to support power supply during summer holidays in the Grand Prix.
Yep.
This is good.
This is great.
Yeah.
This $10 million battery will reduce the cost, emissions and noise of running extra diesel generators. And the population of Phillip Island more than quadruples over summer. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Mm.
That's the issue.
Well, it's not set up for it.
No, sucking power out of that joint.
Did you say Phillip Island has opened a battery?
Yeah.
That sounds quite dangerous.
They've opened a big battery. Opened it up like a car battery. Pulled the little thing off and the marbles are in there. Wow.
Cut the ribbon.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the battery.
Welcome to the battery. It's big.
I wonder if they've made it like a tourist thing, like they put something around like a big...
That's the whole
like
of Phillip.
Like a big penguin.
The whole of Phillip Island.
I love
Seal Rock.
Love Phillip Island.
Amazing things.
Yes.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
It's really fun.
Amazing things where you stick your head up through the table and you're the dish that's being presented for dinner. You know, fun stuff.
We should go.
Have team
you been,
trip?
Yep.
Have you been to the Penguin Parade?
Oh, yeah. Numerous times.
Yeah.
And, in fact, remember in lockdown they filmed the Penguin Parade. Watched with the kids a couple of times.
Yeah. That's right.
Didn't see much of it, obviously, because I was blind drunk, but it was on the computer.
Right.
I was like, oh, there's the penguins. See us.
Yeah.
Enjoy the penguins, guys. If you need me, I'll be drinking. Coming in at number four, Kathleen Folbig will tell her story in a TV exclusive after the Seven Network negotiated a deal worth more than $400,000.
That was quick.
She's just been pardoned and released after 20 years in jail.
That only happened yesterday, too.
After having been convicted of killing her children.
Yeah.
It's an intriguing story.
Sure is. I remember when that happened.
Yeah. So do I. Mm. I don't know that we'll ever, know the truth of it all.
Are we watching
maybe
the show,
we do
though?
Know the truth of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's just people won't let the truth be what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know anything about this story, by the way.
No, you would have been about 10.
You would have been a kid.
Yeah.
No, it was big news at the time.
It was huge.
Huge news. Number five, broadcaster DD Dunleavy has expressed her disappointment on social media at being dropped by talk radio station 3AW, with her departure taking effect immediately.
No
more radio for DD in the short term.
That's
bad.
She's
been a wonderful broadcaster, DD.
Yeah.
Been around forever.
I have known DD for a very long time. She's a lovely woman.
Her and Grubby, Peter Starrs, I mean, how long do you reckon they work together?
Oh, 20 years? At least. And I think at AW for about five or six
They
together
did the weekends
as well.
Together. Yeah. They must have at least done 20 years together.
Yeah, oh, probably more, I think.
So she's
about
been
30, I reckon.
Doing afternoons at 3AW for the last few years. Oh, kicked it off in the pandemic. Good on you, DD. Yeah. Well done. The best pie in Australia's been revealed with Country Cobb's Bakery. Yes. Cambodian-inspired fish pie taking out top 6 out of 6. Top award.
Oh.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.